Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Welcome after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here, too. Jeffrey is a 22-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top wordsmiths in the galaxy, and he is the chief home officer. He's been home-based before it was cool, and he continues to make it look good. He operates the Worm Cam for us out on Main Street. He's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me back again.
Great to have you back. Also, an award-winning journalist. I saw him get the national award from the United States government, from the SBA. I was there. And the author of three books on being home-based. Hey, Jeffrey, you're in Florida. You're in Fort Lauderdale. You're hard by to Miami. Florida is a clinic. There's so many different stories that Florida presents with regard to the last year that we've been through, the pandemic, the coronavirus, how to manage a state economy, a state population, how to govern that with reason and with some great success and some not so great. Give us a good report on where things are right now.
Yeah, well, as you know, I'm in Broward County, which is between Miami and Palm Beach County, out here on the southeast coast of Florida. Went through, it was highly politicized and a real struggle, to figure out what to do, as with any state. And our governor, Ron DeSantis, took, an open it back up kind of approach.
More laissez-faire approach.
Laissez-faire. Well, he backed off and he said no mask mandates. Mm-hmm. We won't get into the true politics of it all, but he said no mask mandates. Cities are not allowed to mandate, as it would sound, any mask wearing, among its people. So, we've traveled around the state, ironically, as we've spoken before, campgrounds, we do a lot of RVing, and campgrounds were shut down in the immediate aftermath of the closure, of COVID, back in March and April, because people just didn't know couldn't get a grip on what was going on, didn't understand what was happening, didn't know
people were managing their own risk without being told
exactly
what to do.
Exactly. So eventually, we're trying to come to grips with what's going on, and you start to see in parts of the state, in my county, Broward County, people are wearing masks. In other parts of the county, they're not wearing masks, and businesses are open and not open to varying degrees. Counties are trying to, say 20, closed or 25% or 50% occupancy. You go to other parts of the state, you go to a bar or a restaurant, and they're 100% occupancy. Mm-hmm. So long and short of it is you've seen really the economy I think we've outpaced other parts of the country as far as the return of the economy.
By letting people use common sense and manage their own risk.
By letting them, use, I don't know about common sense, but manage their own risk. I mean, because I would say I would not be one person to go into a place, into a place that has 100%, I've avoided
that. I'm with
that.
You. No, I'm with you. I'm non-compliant. I'm a non-compliant kind of guy, period, on any issue, usually.
Right.
I use common sense when it came to where I wanted to go.
Yeah.
But still, I think Florida is a great clinic, gave a clinic on really how to manage this without shutting down your life. What do you think?
Right. In many ways, yes. I mean, we outpaced the country early on in infection rates. We've tamped that down as, we have controlled seemingly, as the country has in many ways.
And
the
Florida
level
has
of outbreak,
plenty
and I think
of dense
it's
population
sort of
right areas too. Florida has plenty.
What's
of
that?
Florida's got plenty of density too. You guys are there's a lot of.
Yeah, I mean,
Florida.
Fourth largest, or third largest state. We have places like Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties that are larger than many states in and of their own rights. You know,
what's going on in the south of you though? To give us a report on what's happening in the south of you. Then.
Yeah, Miami Beach. You know, with the opening of the state, Miami Beach has it's spring break, and Miami Beach has welcomed spring breakers. As have other places. Fort Lauderdale banished spring break a long time ago, so they've kept it under control. Miami Beach welcomed them. And then they had, got flooded by spring breakers down in Miami Beach.
Yeah.
And so the police came out.
It got out of hand, didn't
you know, more than they could handle. So the police came out and they tried to control it with cops coming out, really tamping it down. It became, again, politicized and concerned about whether it was what was racially motivated because it's, a lot of African Americans have come to town. And I think that I haven't followed it extremely closely, but I know that it's become, a hotbed down on Miami Beach. And it's ironic that a city that is now attracting, a state that's attracting 1,000 new residents a day, many of whom are moving to coastal, communities for the beauty in the tropics and, spending lots of money to be on the water, are now in a place like Miami Beach that is a hotbed for this type of activity, just the conflict there.
Well, this too will pass because what's happened is the other areas have funneled people to Miami, right? I mean, this is kind of a funnel effect, right?
Well, that's in many ways what happened. If you look back to the 1980s, and not to go too far back, but if you look back to the 1980s, when Florida, when Fort Lauderdale, which was, ground zero, so to speak, for spring break, it was, it was a bullseye and a target
right.
where the boys were, this commission said, we don't want it anymore. We said we want mom and pop, we want families, we want kids.
Yep.
So they started bopping heads, and open bottle laws were enforced, and so kids. And you talk about funneling it away. It went to Daytona, it went to Pensacola,
right.
went to Panama City,
but
it went to Miami.
The main thing,
it went
Jeff,
elsewhere.
As we wrap up this segment, is
sure.
I think when we look back on this, Florida, and I'm not going to say they were smart or not smart. Florida is the, in my opinion, the best state to study in terms of how do we deal with COVID-21. What do you think?
In many ways, the good and the bad over the arc of the illness. You can see how things were done right and wrong, and we're back to business in many ways.
Well, one thing to remember, even the states who were more oppressive made their own mistakes, too. It's not like mistakes were only in Florida, so we have to remember that. We're going to come right back after the break with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. ChiefHomeOfficer.com is one of his websites.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.